Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My many blessings to you all and to your loved ones, and I thank you beforehand for allowing me to enter your homes tonight. Welcome to Oscar Villegas Psychic Connections Live Radio Show tonight on www.mikespiritsfm. If you wish to have more contact with myself, to know about myself, to see where I'm coming from, where I'm going, what I'm doing, or just simply like to follow me, plus many people just do, I'm available in www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. I'll repeat that, it's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. If you wish to have a chance tonight to have a message for your loved ones, the number to call for the USA is 760-283-4611. I repeat the number for the people in the USA, 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling from outside the USA, anywhere in the world, the number is 001-760-283-4611 again. So that is the numbers that you need to call. And I do sincerely hope that those people that are trying to contact or make the call tonight get through tonight. I know the lines are busy, but I can promise you tonight I'm going to move on quite quick because I can see how many people are waiting there. So, but I just like, as I said, I just like to give you my website. It's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. You can also reach me by Facebook. If you write to add me as a friend on Facebook, and my website, there's a button there for Facebook. You just press the button, send the request, and I'll be very, very happy to add you to my friends. This weekend, I got a very special weekend. It's a spiritual retreat weekend This is taking place in Bournemouth. Those the attendant will be spending at the 23-foot tipi. This is sold out. I'm afraid it's sold out. There is as soon as I put on, basically, a genie has need to advertise for the tipi because it was sold. So I'm looking forward to this on Friday. This one starts on Friday night from 7 till Sunday, 2 o'clock, on and off, because I know that people will love to stay for longer. However, for those things that didn't make it, for those that perhaps for financial situation or perhaps because the time, they couldn't make it for the time because it was the whole weekend, I will be holding on a workshop on a Sunday night. On Sunday night, the workshop starts at 7 o'clock. And if you'd like to have more information about it, the number to call is 0120-523-820. I'll repeat that for you. The number to call is for more information is 0120-523-820. Or you can call me as well. And the number is 0778756452. Those are the numbers. They are also obtainable on my website. So you just go to my website. You can get the number from there if you didn't have the time to write the number. Now, the price, the charge for the night, for the week, for the workshop on Sunday night is £25. So if you like to come and join us on a workshop on Sunday, then please come along. Or just make the phone call. There are not many places available because I don't want to fill up the TV. It's only limited numbers. So if you like to have the opportunity to share with other people the feelings of the TV, then please just make the call. On Saturday, 15th of September, I have a day. We have a psychic night at the Glastonbury. Glastonbury in Somerset, and this one will be on the ruins of the what's it called? At the assembly ruins. I beg your pardon. I do apologize for that. I forgot where I was going to go. At the assembly ruins on Glastonbury, and this is on the 15th of September. Now this one is the night. The psychic night starts at 7:30. 7:30 on Saturday night at the Glastonbury at the assembly ruins in Glastonbury. However, we do have availability for a bus day trip from Bournemouth. The bus will be leaving my home at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the 15th of September. Now, the journey all round for this one is £25, and that will include it, the taking there and bringing it back on the night time. So the £25 also included the entrance for my night time. The idea is to take people there in the morning so they can spend the whole day in Glastonbury, going to Wales. There's so much to see in there in the night time. They, of course, they will join me for a psyche night in Glastonbury at the Assembly Ruins. That is on the 15th of September. On Saturday, 22nd of September, I will be holding a psyche night with my very good friend, Dan Clark. This will be at the Grey Friars Community Center in Ringwood. This is for the people in Dorset, Southampton, all the area, because last time Dan and myself, we were together, we had people coming from quite a distance. So it was lovely to see people from all over the places. So this one is on the 22nd of September, and that is the Grey Friars in Ringwood. So I look forward to see you there, guys. You can buy the tickets at the door, or you can buy it from my website through PayPal. Just before I'm moving on, because as I said, I will move as fast as possible tonight, because we have a big list waiting there for us, guys. But very special tonight, I've been requested by a very special person to wish a very, very happy birthday to Chrissy Ritchie in Somerset. Chrissy, a very, very happy birthday. It's been with me all day and been asking me to wish you a very happy birthday. So from all of us and from those from your loved ones in the spirit world, We'd like to wish you a very happy birthday today, Chrissy Richie in Somerset. So, Chrissy, if you, I know that you are listening, and if you get a chance, perhaps if you get a chance to make the call, I would love to talk to you. That's if you get a chance to have a connection tonight. With this, I'd like to move on because I know the time is precious and also the people's waiting. So no more talk, and now I'm going to move on. And I'd like to connect Carrie. Carrie, you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. Right. You know them? I don't know. So many people, they come and go to that radio show, so many new faces, so many new voices. However, I'd like to say one thing to you before I start working to you, because I said to you, do you know the song that we played before, We Are Sailing?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that familiar to you?
No, not really.
Not really. Listen to that song. Listen to that song again, and you will see why I'm asking you to listen to that song. There's such a message, and they are not just for you, but for many people that are around us. But today, I feel very much, I don't know if you heard me working before, but I use the numbers as a guidance in our lives. So, for instance, if I was to give the number 11, the number 11 is connected with, could be any 11 days, 11 months, 11 years, or also the month of November, okay?
Yeah.
You understand this? Okay. And
yeah,
therefore, right, with this, I'd like to connect you with the month of November, because I've been asked to mention to you the month of November. Do you understand, please?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now, I've got a lady who's coming here very close to me. As I've acknowledged with this lady, she's giving the anxieties around my stomach. So I feel very much the lady would have had a lot of problems with the stomach. But also, I feel very much the problem around with my breathing. I feel very much that she would have had a lot of problems with breathing as well. Now, the breathing could be caused also by the problem with the lungs or the top of the chest, but I felt very, very heavy with her. Do you understand this, my darling?
I do. That would be my grandmother.
Absolutely. And the way she's coming here is very strongly, just to say to you, you know, she loves the song we play. That's why I'm asking. That's why I said to you, is that making any sense to you? Because what she's saying to me is, she loves that song, even if she didn't hear the song or she didn't listen to the song, but she loves the song because it's the kind of way that she says, reunited with the loved ones, those from the other side to those in here. She interpreted a different way than what the song said, but she asked me to give you the name. Now, I know that you initially start with a K, but I also want to give you the initial L. Who has the initial L with you, please?
L. Oh, wow.
The L?
Coming to mind right at the moment.
Right, it's not a male. I'm looking for a female connection with us here. Not in spirit, but with us in here, okay? Okay. Now, also the number 3 has been given to me, but I want to acknowledge the 3 children. Where is the 3 children? Are you one of the 3 children, or you got 3 children yourself?
I think the 3 comes because in March I started having a lot of problems, and March is very significant for me because that's when I started having troubles.
And that's when the 3 comes from, yeah? The number 3, which can relate to 3 children, the month of March. But then, okay. Now, as I look at now, it's one thing that I want to acknowledge here. But I prefer if you said to me, yes, that has already happened. I see you in Plasta. Why do I see you in Plasta?
In class?
Plasta. You know when you break a limb, the Plasta you
have. Oh, you know why? Because I'm having a lot of trouble with my right thigh, and a lot of times I have it wrapped up because the doctor told me to ice it, heat it. So that's
right.
Probably what I'm getting.
Because that's where I see you, okay? I see you in that kind of plaster wrapped or whatever, but I do see you very much around, you know, is wrapped up, is like for a protection rather than anything else, okay? Now, I don't know if you got a problem also. Now, this is one thing I want to you to acknowledge, but perhaps you understand what I'm trying to say, but I do feel a lot of problems with your bones. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's the kind of way that I want to give you this, but the only reason I want to give it to you is because I know that you are a very, very in tune. You are very attuned with the spirit yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I know that you are very psychic, but you person yourself. And do you know that the spirit world are always around you? Is that right?
Yes, especially lately.
Absolutely, because I do feel very much that it's the kind of way that you say, okay, take away from me, take away all the problems I got, then I'll be able to do my work as I should. Do you understand this?
Yes, because okay. I do. I call on help from the other side, from my loved ones and stuff.
Absolutely. And they always are there for you, and they're always going to be there, because that's the kind of person you are as well. You help. And sometimes you help a little bit too much because you forget about yourself. Okay?
Yeah, that's true, very true.
Absolutely. Now, the initial J has been given to me, but I'm coming from your father figure here.
Oh, okay. That would be my grandfather with the J.
With a J, okay? But that's what I mean, from the father figures here. So the gentleman, he just coming here, he just allowed me to feel. Now, there is somebody around the family at the moment. I do feel that this person's going through a problem in the top of the chest, but I want to link more than rather than my lumps. I want to go to my heart. Now, who is with a problem with their heart, please?
Probably my father. He's been having a lot of health problems lately.
Right, that's why I'm coming with the grandfather for your father's side link and with the name, with the initial, because I do feel very much that that's what he sent to me to take my awareness. He led me to my chest and he's pressing my chest quite fine to the point that I feel very much your daddy. Sometimes he might feel around his chest very, very tight. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the number 63 has been passed on, so I don't know your father 63 or the number 36 mean anything to you.
That's my mom's age.
That's your mom's age? Okay. Right. And your mother also had the problems with the legs?
Yeah, with her knee. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, because I've been taking my conscience to your mother just to allow me to feel the problem around her legs. Not the knees, legs, but I do feel very much they are quite painful. It's like a walking in top of broken glass. Do you understand this?
I do,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know the month of March has been very important. Important in your life, perhaps not because I want you to remember, because March has brought to you quite a few good things, but then again, March has brought you a lot of memories, not very nice memories. Do you understand this?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what I'm going to ask you is to please remain strong, because there is always, I always say to people, remain strong, because there's always the light at the end of the tunnel. And I do feel very strongly said that you deserve it, because you do work very hard, not just for your friends, but also to look after your loved ones. Okay?
Okay. Wow.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you, sweetheart. It's been a really great pleasure talking. And you know what? I could continue talking to you all day, because you are that kind of person, you know. You just don't want to walk away from you, because the link with you is such a fantastic link. And I just wish I could, but, you know, we got so many people waiting here, and I just like to move on. But before I move on, I just like to say to you, if you like to get in, retrieve this call, you just go to www.mikespiritfm and you can get a copy from there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doctor.
It's been a great pleasure. You take care of yourself. God bless. Bye bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Now, we're going back now to Diana. Diane, you are there.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you. It's the first time calling in, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your gifts with others.
Diane.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Diane. I lost the connection. Go back again.
Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Wow, yes. Thank you. I got you back. I got you back. I'm sorry we lost the connection.
That's okay. That's fine. Do I need to call back in or should I
No. No, you stay where you are. You stay where you are. You've been waiting for long enough, so I just like them. Right, I heard something, you say something at the beginning, and I just like if you just, can you repeat what you said at the beginning, because I missed it all.
I said it was the first time I'm calling in, and I wanted to thank you for sharing your talents and your gifts with others.
Wow, that is beautiful words. Thank you very much. And I'm very grateful for that because, again, as I'm talking to you, I feel very much with you. You know, you just give me that credit, but then again, I feel very much I want to give you your credit back because you also yourself, just like the lady before that, you are a very spiritual lady. You understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, because I feel very much that you use a lot of energies to work with. So I don't know if you are a healer. You said, are you a healer?
I was in healthcare, and I have been pretty much getting in tune with my spiritual. I guess, you know, opening up to getting in tune with my spiritual.
Absolutely, because that's what I'm feeling with you here at the moment. I do feel that there's a lot of energy. There's so much energy with you, around you. There has helping you in difficult times as well. Do you understand this? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I got a gentleman who came in here very close to you at the moment. Now, with this gentleman, I feel very much, I don't know if, I feel like a brother. So I don't know if you lost a brother or as a brother-in-law, but I do feel like a very close to you, a coming as a brother. Do you understand this?
Yeah, my brother passed on and my husband passed on, but my brother was the oldest.
But your brother, because what I feel here at the moment is I gathering quite a few people, just gathering here at the moment, but the first person I want to bring to you before anybody is your brother. For the reason why I want to bring that to you, because he just wants to say to you, he didn't have the time or he didn't have the chance, to say goodbye to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Do you understand, yes?
Yeah. I didn't make it to the hospital before he passed.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to me. He said to me, Oscar, I'm going to love you forever, he said to me, because I didn't have the chance to say goodbye to my sister. She was, I don't know if it was a delay, I don't know if it was a traffic, but nevertheless, it's the kind of way he said to me, he knew that you were going to make the call today. Now, I don't know how you get in, how do you hear about the show tonight, but it's the kind of way he said, I directly heard to make this call tonight. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He just wanted to say to you how much he loves you, and that's okay because he knew. He knew that you were not going to make it. And he just gave me, now he's giving me the number 7. The number 7 is the month of July, or then again, it's either 7 o'clock, so I don't know if he cross 7 p.m. or 7 a.m.?
He died on the 4th of July, and I'm the seventh daughter of seventh daughter. I'm number 7. I'm the youngest of 12 children, and
you
he
are
was
the baby.
Oldest one. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, because that's what he said, you are the baby of the family. Okay, because it's the kind of way he said, she is the baby, not just to him, but to the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been given the initial R. Who has the initial R, please?
My husband, Robert, passed on.
But your husband in the spirit, is that right?
Bob is in the spirit, but my brother Bob is also alive. But my husband Bob passed on 4 years ago.
So they're both who they are. Is that right?
Yeah, one is still living. My brother Robert is still living, and my husband Bob, his legal name was Robert. He passed on 4 years ago.
Yeah. Now, what? As I probably, because I know that your brother, well, he wants to take this opportunity, but I know there is more people lining here for you. And you know what? Well, I feel so. I'm not gonna say sorry, okay? I'm not saying sorry, but I feel so blessed to be able to bring these people to you tonight. And I want to cry with you, because I know you can, but I want to cry with you, but my tears will be not my tears, but the tears with your loved one, because it's a kind of way I feel your husband said to me, I love her, tell her that I love her. Now he's giving me the month of March is important to him. So I don't know if his illness will start in March or he didn't cross him. Do you understand this?
Yeah, the month of March, he was cremated March 1st, and the month of March is when both my parents passed.
Okay, because you know what, it's such a, I don't know about the link between you and the lady before that, it's the kind of way I feel like the March has been marked on your lives, do you understand, yeah? But it's
my mother died St. Patty's Day, my mom died when I was seven.
That's right. That's right. Now, you have lost, I know that you have lost a lot of family. You have lost your loved ones, but you know what? What do you want to know, like, to remember one thing, okay? You lost your loved ones, but from the physical, because spiritual, they're still very close to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're still very close to you. Now, I don't know if I want to say Sean or Sean. Who is Sean?
Sean is my nephew.
Okay, Sean is your nephew. Now I want to give you a big hug to your nephew from you. Okay, now Sean, your husband want to give Sean a big, big hug. Do you understand why? Do you understand why?
What did you say, Sean? What?
Your husband want to give Sean a big hug, a big cuddle.
Really?
Yes. You understand this?
Okay. Yeah,
yes?
Sean's been estranged from the family for a while, and, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the kind of way he just said, you know, just especially to him. I know there's a lot of family to be connected to it, but he is the kind of way he said, please say hello to Sean as well, because I do feel this person, your husband. Now, as also one thing, your husband, did he went with a heart problem, the heart attack? As well.
Well, no, he died of cancer, but ultimately
heart. Yeah, because he just said to me, you know, the cancer was first, then the heart kicked in later on. But the water taking to the spirit world was the cancer, yeah, but what took it to the spirit world was the heart. You understand
right.
this, yeah? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. On it. The name of the initial S, A, but A, but I want to say Annette or Anna. Who is Annette?
Anna.
Anna, who is Anna?
That's my aunt, my mother's sister, my aunt Anna.
Okay.
She passed on. I was very close with her.
Okay, because she's coming here also very close here, just the kind of way they want to give you a lot of healing, not because you need to be, yes, we all need healing, some one way or another, but I do feel very much the same, you know, just like the previous person, I don't want to move on because I do feel very much your mom and your dad, your brother, your husband, as well, the initial H, it's being passed on to me. Who has the initial H, please?
Initial H? I really don't know.
H. With us here. Not a spirit. With us here.
With us here, I don't know.
Okay.
With the H, it doesn't resonate.
Okay. I want to say it sounds like a Harold or Harry. Okay? It's Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you can keep it that name in there, perhaps then you will see why it's been passed on to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Diane, You know, I love to stay longer with you, but unfortunately, the time is running and I got so many people waiting there, okay?
But I understand. If you like,
that's, you are, thank you. Thank you for understanding. But if you'd like to retrieve this message, this reading, please go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? That you'll be able to retrieve it. Otherwise, you can also add me in Facebook, and I might have the chance to talk to you more, okay?
I thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I'm moving on to Tasha. Tasha, good afternoon, good morning.
Hi.
Tasha.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon. Are you in morning or afternoon where you are, Tasha?
Afternoon.
Okay, so you are in the USA, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before, I don't know where exactly you're from, but you, and I haven't asked you anything, but before I move on, I want to bring a link, which is coming here very strongly. Now, this link is also connected to you with the New York connection. Now, where is the New York connection with you?
I don't know.
Right. There might be a reason why I want to give you a New York connection, but I do feel that I know there's no you sell the self. I know that you don't have any connection there. But however, I've been asked to give you the New York. Okay. Now.
Okay.
Right. Perhaps I always said, even if the place has been given, if it makes no sense, please take it, because it's always the reason why the spirit world will give us. We give this information to us, okay?
Okay.
Right. Tasha, I feel very much, I know that you have got a question for me, so I'm going to give you this opportunity to make that question, then I move on to what I was going to say. But you can ask the question that you want to ask, but remember, the question, the answer is not necessarily what you're hoping for, okay?
Okay.
Right. What was
your
question?
I don't have no questions. I just wanted to see anything that you
can
pick up.
Oh, my God. Then they fooled me here sometimes. Somebody has fooled me because they sent to me, you have got a question for me. Okay? Now, if you... All right. Now, the number 12 has been passed on to me here. The number 12 is also in either the 12th month of the year, which is December. But I do feel a very strong connection with you with the 12th month, which is the month of December. Do you understand? Well, I know that December also is a Christmas celebration, but I want to a celebration, something that you celebrate in Christmas time. Do you understand this, please?
For the month of December? A celebration,
yeah.
You said?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Can you understand this?
What's the celebration for?
That's what I'd like you to know, to tell me, well, not to tell me, but that's what I want to pass on to you, because there is a celebration around Christmas time, then I want to pass it on to you, because I've been acknowledged the 12 months of the year, which is December. But there is a celebration, I don't know if, there is a celebration, but it's a beautiful celebration, it's a good celebration, it's a celebration that is worth waiting for. I know that December is not far to go, but I like to acknowledge them, okay? Because I don't know if, okay, now who was the just, I'll tell you what I see at the moment, okay? What they showing me here is, it's a church, and I see, okay, who just got married, or just getting married now?
Nobody that I know of. Because all my brothers, well, majority of my brothers and sisters and cousins are already married.
No, I'm looking for somebody close to you, but I just don't know how close, okay? Now, that's where I see the New York connection as well. You don't have any connection with New York?
No, I don't know nobody in New York.
Okay, that's fine. Now, If I find the connection with New York, I also will find my connection with Canada.
No, I don't know nobody in Canada.
Okay. Hold on to that, because as I give it to me, I just pass it on to you, because It might not make any sense to you today, but I know that will make sense when the time comes through, gets there, okay? But the connection is, I feel very strongly, is I have to feel as a church. I see a church here. And now this is not a funeral. Even if it was a funeral, it still is a good case, a good celebration. But I feel very much it's a little celebration, but I see people dressed up, and the bells of the church is more of a Catholic church.
A wedding.
Are you, the wedding, absolutely. That's what I see, the wedding.
Is it
bells.
My wedding?
If it's yours, I will congratulate you before the time, okay? But it's the kind of way I feel like I need to pass this on to you. So when the time comes, when the moment comes that you know that you've been told before everybody else, okay?
Okay.
Right. I've got a lady who's coming here very close, and she's laughing at you. Now, this lady is coming. This lady is good. She has quite a good sense of humor, but she's coming from your mother link. You understand this, please?
Yeah.
And you know what? She's laughing. I know that she was not very tall, but she's quite laughing because she's got a big laugh. And she said, my daughter, she has the most beautiful sense of humor. All right. I know that you are one of those persons. I feel very much that you are very easy to please. Do you understand this?
Yes.
She said you are very easy to please. You know when people ask you for something, you don't ask for a question or why do you want this. You just willy-nilly, you just help people. You just give to people without asking any questions. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Perhaps sometimes what I feel I need to say is, perhaps sometimes you want to just to be a little bit more cautious about it. When people, not that people take you for granted, but sometimes I do feel that people have taken advantage of you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way I feel very much sometimes, please, just acknowledge or analyze a little bit more, and perhaps people not taking so much advantage on you. Now, who is the nurse? Are you working in a hospital?
No, I'm trying to. I'm in the nursing field.
So you are with the nursing, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm not working right now. But I'm trying to get my foot in the door to work.
Okay, that's okay, because that's why I want to give it to you, because that's exactly what I see. I see you dressed up with a lovely as a dress and as a nurse. And if I see you working and dressed up as a nurse, that tells me very much you are in a job. Now, I know that you said you are, okay, even if you said you are not in a job right now, but it's the kind of way they send to you is coming, all right? So please hold on and stay strong and stay strong in confidence that you will have the job, okay?
Okay.
But before I leave you, because I know that we're moving on, but before I leave you, please, I'd like to remind you, hold on to the December connection, because I feel there's a lot of laughter there, okay? I like it. I know that most of the people, your family, they are already married. However, it is a celebration that's worth waiting for, okay?
Okay.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you. So if you'd like to retrieve the call, just remember that you just can just go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless and good night. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Right. My name is Cola. Linda, good afternoon. Are you there? Linda? Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. So I lost you for a moment. And I know that you... Hello? Can you hear
me,
Linda?
Hello, I'm here.
Right. Okay. Thank you for calling tonight. Oh, good.
And thank you for offering your advice.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Right. one thing I'd like to see, one thing I'd like to look around at the moment, because at the moment as I look around you, I see a lot of water, a lot of water, a lot of water. So I don't know if you're living by the water. Do you live by the waters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
because
do.
I know. Okay, because I see a lot of water, and you know, but the place where you are must be such a beautiful, it's like a paradise, because I feel a lot of calm around there. Do you understand this? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way that you're just walking from the back of your house and straight into the water. You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, absolutely. Now, I've got a lady who's coming here very close to me at the moment. Now, this lady is coming from your mother link, You understand this, sweetheart? Yeah?
Who's coming through?
Through your mother link. Grandmother. I want to bring a grandmother here from your mother's side.
My grandmother?
From your mother's side. Do you understand this?
Okay, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, this lady is coming here very strongly with me. Now, she's giving the number 4. The number 4 is also either for children or the month of April.
Neither.
Right. What is the month of April special to you for?
Which April? Nothing I can think of offhand.
Okay, I'd like you to go back with me for a little time. I want to take you back. I want to take you back 7 years back. Okay? I know it's a long time, but I feel this connection is to do with your mother's side, with your mother. But I want to go back to about 7 years back. Now, 7 years, I know there will be, we are in 2012, minus the 7. Okay? Now, what is the connection with 7 years back, if I take you back with your mother's memory?
Nothing. She passed in the early 90s.
On the 90s. Right. Yes. She passed in the 90s, but she's giving me here. Now, what happened 7 years? I want to go back 7 years ago. Now, your mother passed in the 90s, but she's taking me back 7 years back from today. Now, what happened 7 years ago? Something really
That would
big.
Be 2005?
That's correct.
Yeah. We had some disappointment. My husband lost his business.
Okay. Okay. And your mother already had gone by that time. Do you understand this?
No. No. I wasn't very close with my mom, but maybe I should be closer to her now.
Right. This is the way she's acknowledging that she was very aware of what happened. She was not happy with the situation. She knows the business or the job, the money, the lot went really bad those days. You understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way she said that she was acknowledging that. And I don't know how, I didn't hear if you said that you were close to your mother or no, but it's the kind of way she said, even if she was not close to you, she was at the time with you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now she also sent to me to the, I don't know, but I do feel very much you are on top of the ladder again. You are on top of the ladder, so that means you're already climbing up. You started your own business again?
We're making progress, but not where we were before.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay, because that's what she wants you to know, okay? It's been acknowledged because I know that where you were before to where you are today is a big difference. Big difference,
right.
Okay? Nevertheless, what she wants you to know is there's still plenty of time on your life, on yours, not just you, but all the family, to climb up the ladder again. Perhaps not to get to the place where you were, but in many other places, in many circumstances, in many, many different ways, you are happier than you were before. Do you understand this?
I'm not that happy. I have lost two children.
Who has
in
initials?
The last year.
Okay. Can I just ask you one thing? Who has
initials? Sure.
Who has initials C, please?
No one.
With
the two children, no.
No, no, no. With us here. With us here.
Oh, my half brother was named Charles.
Charles. Charlie. Okay. Now, the initial G is also being passed on. Who has the initial G, please?
I have a sister who's alive, and her name's Without. Gail.
Gail, okay. That's fine. That's okay. Now, who died or look? I don't know. What I want to see, what I want to give you something here, I see if you understand what I'm trying to say. I feel a connection with the brain tumor.
With the humor?
Brain tumor, tumor to the brains.
Brain humor?
Tumor. You know there's a lump and something in the brains, but I feel like a
yes.
tumor. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Is that one of the children?
Both.
Both. With the brain tumor, yes?
Not a tumor, but mental illness.
Mental illness. But to me, if it's a mental illness, what I feel at the moment in my head is a difference, okay? Even if it's an illness or with a tumor, it's still no different because I still feel very much like there is nothing there. You understand?
Yes.
Now, you lost a son, is that right? You lost a boy?
Yes.
Now the number 11 has been passed on to me as well. So I don't know if he would have been, if the month of November is important, or he would have been 11?
No. The 11th is when his sister passed, on the 11th.
Okay. On the 11th is when the sister passed. Now, who has the initial R as a Rachel?
My son's name is Ryan.
Ryan, okay. And the initial M as a Mary? Now, this one is in the spirit, not with your daughter, but somebody in the spirit, but this one, this person is from your mother's side.
Oh, her mother was named May.
May, okay. That's okay. Because I just want to acknowledge where everybody is and what they really want here. Now, you lost the two children. You lost one today, say for instance, one today, and 3.5 months later, you lost the other one?
My daughter was September 11th last year, and then my son was June 1st this year. But it's been three months for him.
It's been, okay, that's fine, because that's why I acknowledged the 3 months here, okay? I've been acknowledged the number three here with your son here. Now, it's the kind
yes.
of way they just say, I know that it's still very raw for you, and I know that this is very, very hard for you to lose. It's like a chain for you. Do you understand this? Yes?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way they send to you. Do you think that you're going to lose somebody else now?
Do I think I'm going to lose someone else now?
Yeah. No, because the answer is no, okay?
No.
The answer is no. There is no a chain because it's the kind of way, you know, when something happens, somebody say, now what? Or who is next? Okay? There is nobody else, okay?
Okay.
It's just kind of way your mother said to you that she is very much with you. She was not very close to you. However, she just like you to know that everybody is okay. I know that it's hard for you to understand how they can be okay.
Yeah, it is. Does my son have any words for me?
If I said to you that he sent to you, he loves you, the words are not is what he wants to say. What he wants you to know is that he is with you, just like your daughter. They are with
yes.
you. Okay? I could tell you, I could send beautiful words to you. I could tell you that he said he loves you, he missing you, but you know, he missing you, but he's happy where he is, because he's gonna there is no frustration, there is no limitation from the physical, and he just wants to know, he wants you to know that your children are happy. Okay?
Okay.
You lost it from the physical, but spiritual, they're still very much with you. Okay? Very much.
Right.
Your son was buried.
My son was what?
Buried. Because I see a grave. Yeah, I see a grave here. You understand, please?
He committed suicide.
No, darling. What I'm saying is, the grave, I see a grave. So I don't know. Was
no.
he buried? He wasn't buried.
No, we had him cremated.
Now, why do I see he showed me here a grave here?
Mm-hmm.
Who is buried?
Who
was buried? Because he's standing by the grave.
It just could be some people he knew, but I don't know. Maybe just, His sister was cremated too.
Right, because I didn't want to say the word, and didn't want to say much about the, the suicide. I didn't want to touch that, to be honest, because the second way, I don't like to make it public. You understand?
That's okay.
Okay. If you're all right with that, the second way he said, I'm sorry, but he's okay as well, okay?
Okay.
And
he's
apologizing to you and to all the family. And he's still very much with you. Okay? He's free.
Okay.
Okay?
And he's with his sister.
And he's with everybody. He is with everybody. But he spent a lot of time by the waters. Okay.
Well, he was a scuba diver and a boater, and we were big water people.
Absolutely. And he said that he still very much spent a lot of time by the waters. Very fit person. Very fit.
In fact, we put his ashes in the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland, USA.
You done well.
We put his ashes in the water. Yes.
You are a very strong lady, and I'm only going to ask you to remain that way, because you have lost a lot. And I know the blessings will be with you always, and I know your children, one way or another, they will find a way to let you know they're still very much with you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Oscar.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to say thank you very much for calling tonight. And if there is something there, perhaps I was holding a little bit of information. I was holding a little bit because I didn't want to make it to public. Because he was very well loved by his friends. You understand this?
Yes, he was.
He was.
He
was
very popular.
He was
very popular.
You take the words from my mouth. I was just going to say, because he was a very popular guy, okay? He think he was a very good dancer, but there you go. That's what he thinks. Okay?
Yes, he was a good dancer.
I know. He said that's what he said to me. So I said, yeah, right. You haven't, what I said
You're
to him
a
is,
good
you haven't,
dancer, Ryan.
What I said to him is, you haven't seen me dancing yet.
I bet he's doing a lot of dancing now.
Absolutely. Listen, I'd like to say thank you very much for calling tonight, but you know what?
Right.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to call to connect you with your loved ones. And before you go, if you'd like to retrieve this call, just go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? Or
what is it? www.what?
www.mikespiritfm.
My spirit, FM. Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
And it's
reading. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can also catch me in my website, in www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Okay.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dolly. Oscar.
Good night. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm calling now Shelly. Shelly, you there?
Yes.
Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
You've been waiting for quite a while, aren't you?
Yes.
But thank you for your patience, because I know the it's been quite busy tonight, so I have trying to move. But you know, sometimes people seems to need more than others. And not that you don't need, because I know that you do need as well, and reassure that your loved one's still with us from the spirit world. Now, I got a little girl who's coming to me at the moment. This little girl is coming to me, but she allowed me to feel like, I don't know, it could be either your daughter or your mother's daughter. So if it's your mother's daughter, it's your sister. You lost a little child? You lost a child?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because she's coming here very close just to say it's the kind of way, say, you could not go with tonight. And I was going to call it time because it was time, but it's the kind of way she said, you couldn't go tonight because I wanted to speak to mom, okay? Now she's giving the number, five. The number five is connected to either the age or also the month of May.
Nope.
Okay, I'd like you to hold on to my the number five, because I do feel the number five is either important either to her or important to you. But if it's to you, I will feel like it's important to you right now. Okay, something that is to do with the May connection. No five children, because I don't want to go to five children, but I want to go with the May connection. Now, you just moved from one state to another?
Nope. I've been in the same place for 30 years.
Over 30 years, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, the reason why I'm asking you is because I feel there is either you moving out or somebody moving in to the area where you are now.
Oh, not that I know
okay.
of.
Right. Okay, surprise. Because
yeah.
I want to acknowledge it, because I know that there's been passed on, but it's been passed on this information as something that perhaps you're going to be happy about it. Okay, now, the cancer connection, who went to the cancer connection, please?
Well, I've had lots of people go with cancer.
Okay, I want to bring a gentleman. Sorry?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend went with the cancer connection?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the number 33, if it's not 33, it's the number 6. The number 6 is the month of June, connected with her.
Perhaps her birthday.
The birthday, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's saying yes.
Okay.
Okay? That's what she acknowledged in here, so she just like to give the yes and the yeah. Now, the initial L has been passed on to me. Who has the initial L?
My uncle.
And the spirit.
Yep.
Because I feel I want to acknowledge this gentleman here coming close, okay? Now, with your girlfriend here, she also, okay, the W, the initial W, which was from William, who is going to...
That's my other uncle.
And the spirit as well. He
yes.
just coming here as well, okay? You know what? I feel very much that you, it's a new birthday very soon.
Another couple months, yeah.
Another couple of months, okay? Because that's the reason I want to say this, because I feel very much they're all singing to you happy birthday. So I know even if it's not today or tomorrow, they're acknowledging this, because perhaps you will call again, or perhaps no. Or perhaps I will have the time chance to speak to you again, or perhaps not. But it's the kind of way they say they're wishing you a very happy birthday in advance, okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay, so we have... I'm sorry, but, you know, we got to move on because I've been called time. So I'd like to say thank you for calling today. But I know that we will have the chance to speak again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, darling. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. To all of those people that are still waiting for a call, I do apologize. But in the meantime, allow me to say thank you for allowing me to enter your homes. In the meantime, take care of yourself and your loved ones. May your circle be with you always.
Hey.